Last week I woke into a peaceful morning and waited for a guest to arrive. A few minutes later I heard a knock on the door, and with that I rushed to answer it. I noticed a small figure on the floor. He introduced himself. His name was really long, so he told us to just call him Eric. He found a cardboard box left over from the spare room that we decorated for him. He asked me to make him a small room in it so that he could feel comfortable inside. The next day I took him out for a tour of my home village. We explored the forests, we visited a castle, and finally he asked me if we could search for items that he could use in his collection. It was a strange experience, but I thought it was also fun. When we returned home, Mum made the barbecue. Meanwhile, me and Eric searched for more things to add to his collection. He asked me a lot of questions, but they were not ordinary questions. They were strange. One of them was, why is the fence patterned? I honestly had no idea. So I said, I don't know, but I'm sure there's a good reason for that. He made a strange facial expression and nodded his head. At dinner, he asked me why the moon is so lit up. I had no idea once more, because I am not the best at science. We tried to make something up together, but it resulted in nonsense. Eric was a very curious person with an endless supply of questions. He said he really liked the time he spent with us. Also, Eric told me that he was glad that he now can go back and share his discoveries with his family. I could see happiness gleam in his eye, but also sadness flowing through his face that soon he would have to leave us. A week passed and the fun faded. The time for Eric's departure had come. So he wrapped himself in his brand new coat, got grip on his dandelion, politely said bye, and flew away with the wind. Within a month or so, we discovered a box within the walls of Eric's cardboard room. And in it, we found a small part of his collection and a note reader. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. Eric.